These are the closing markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network for January 24th. Joining us today is Bill Moore from Price Futures Group in Chicago. Bill, looks like kind of a mixed bag on the board. What are we seeing with the grains today?
Yeah, that's exactly right. You got a little something for everybody. The soys are down 10. They were at one time down 30. They come off their lows by 20 cents here in the last hour or so. So we've had a recovery. It was even more glaring of a two-way situation here. Stock market's down 546, but at one time it was down over 1,000, and the crude oil is down 183, but at one time down $3. So you got a cross current of fundamentals working. How often do you see beans down 10, corn up 3, wheat up 20? I mean, that's just, and there's a reason for that. We start with the wheat. Well, the wheat's looking at Russia, Ukraine, and that situation is escalating. Now they're recommending that U.S. families evacuate. It's getting pretty tense, and just necessary personnel stay in Ukraine. More Russian tanks on the borders. Something's going to happen there. They're trying to stave it off with diplomatic efforts, but I doubt it'll work. And rightfully so, it's a big deal for the wheat market because Russia and Ukraine are the biggest two of the biggest grain exporters in the world. So. Who knows how it's going to happen, but if the invasion takes place and embargoes take place, that should shift the wheat business to the U.S., and that would be very bullish to the wheat futures. But some of that's already in the market, too, so it's just hard to say. But that's why the wheat's up 20 in the Chicago is, because of the Russian-Ukraine issue. South America is still a big factor, and it'll be, after all this Russian-Ukraine thing blows over, it'll continue to be the biggest fundamental going into the first quarter of next year, of this year, that is 2022. There was some rain over the weekend. I think that's why the soys are down. Soys were 7 or 8 higher last night at 7 o'clock. Then they got a hold of the stock markets open around the world, and the grains didn't like to look at that, and they broke 40 cents. Beans did off the highs, then they rallied back 20. So still down a dime, but that's what happened on the the little rain in South America has got the beans on their heels. And the corn somewhere stuck in the middle. Actually, looks like it's going to finish up 2 or 3 cents. The wheat is helping it up 19, and the beans are hurting it down a dime. And corn's kind of compromising with a little bit higher action. The exports had nice exports today. Flash sales at 8 o'clock, 150,000 tons of corn to unknown, and 132,000 tons of beans to China. So that's always a good thing. Then we, at 10 o'clock, we had the export inspections. They were good. We saw the wheat a little over 400,000, the beans over 1 million, 1.2, and corn at 1.1 million metric tons. So a nice export day across the board. And finally, the outside markets are a big factor today. I mentioned earlier, the Dow Jones still down 535. The reason, two reasons, the Dow's under the gun and sitting over 3,000 points off its highs since the beginning of the month. One is unbelievable spread of the Omicron virus, whereas it's not put people in hospitals or kill them as much as the other viruses. It is causing people to miss work as they quarantine after they get it. And that's kind of hurts the economy and stock markets. A little fearful of that. Plus, the Fed is pretty hawkish on interest rates this year. They're going to raise interest rates 2 or 3 times, they say, maybe more than they said. The markets, to control the inflation, which is the highest we've had in 40 years. And that's negative for the markets. That's why the stock market's lower. But in addition to that, you got the crude oil down $1.60. At one time, it was down over $3. That's a negative for corn, although the corn's higher in spite of that. And also, the U.S. dollar's up about 25 to 30 points. So those are negative. All the outsides are negative. But to the corn and wheat's credit, even with the outsides down, they're showing gains for the day, corn and wheat. So that's an impressive feature for those two markets today. As far as the livestock goes, a couple of things going on in the cattle. One is the stock market cattle. Anytime the stock market's down 500, 600, 700 points, cattle doesn't like that. It means demand could be weaker. And so the cattle's down a buck and a half and feeders down a buck 60. At one time, they were both even a dollar cheaper than that. In addition, we had a negative cattle on feed report came out on Friday at 2 o'clock. Placements were 6% over last year. They were looking for what 1% over. That's the third month in a row placements have been higher, and that's a negative for cattle. None reason the cattle is down a buck and a half. Hog market shaking off this negative news, particularly the April contract. Impressive that it's up 15 points with a big pressure in the feeders and the fats in the stock market. And if you look at the chart of April hogs, it's been a stellar performer. It's really come alive in the last week or 10 days. April hogs have rallied from 84 to over 96 just since the middle of January. They've come alive because they got too cheap, attracted some good demand, and also they were less production as the worker absenteeism due to the Omicron has forced less production and less meat available to the market. You know, that's basically those two things have lit this market on fire, and it's now the new upside leader with this $12 move just in the last 2 weeks.
Bill, always great insight there. How can our farmer listeners get some more information from you today if they want to reach out?
630-947-5176. Wmore at pricegroup.com. Send me an email. Sign up for my complimentary newsletter, Agmaster, or www.pricegroup.com. The company website. Check out the bios on Jack Scoville and myself. We've both been there a long time. Be glad to help you out.
Again, that's Bill Moore with Price Futures Group in Chicago. We'll take a look at the settlement prices after this short break.
Welcome to January. We finally made it to 2022. While we don't know what the year will bring, we always try to be prepared. The same is true when you're traveling in winter conditions. Always be aware of the forecasts. Winter weather can sometimes change in a hurry or in different regions. Be certain of what conditions you may face all along your route. Always allow yourself extra time and drive according to conditions. Just because you have four-wheel drive doesn't mean it's safe to drive 80 miles an hour. A loss of traction could occur in icy conditions, and four-wheel drive cannot save you. Be prepared. Always have a winter survival kit packed in your car. This includes blankets, a first aid kit, shovel, candle, sand, and kitty litter. It's better to have it and not need it than need it and not have it. Be safe when you're driving this winter. If you're not comfortable, stay home or get a ride. Also remember to check road conditions across the state by calling 511 on your cell phone or downloading the Iowa 511 app. This message on winter driving safety is from your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
At the Board of Trade, May corn up 3.5 at 617.5. July corn up 2.75 at 611.25. May soybeans down 12 at 14.11. July soybeans down 13.25 at 14.14. May Chicago wheat up 19.25 at 804. May Kansas City wheat up 24.25 at 820.5. I'm Brent Barnett on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters.